Parasite Class, Ian Davis Substack. What a numpty. As pointed out by one of my funniest and most constructive critics, it looks like I'm projecting. I am guilty of othering. I blame and objectify a social group for the ills of the world. I have perched myself arrogantly on my own ridiculous, moral podium, he warns. I fear he may be right. So, being an arrogant, moralizing hypocrite, I have explored my logic and have concluded that I was right after all. Although I would, wouldn't I? Nonetheless, oligarchs are the parasite class. Let me explain. Introducing elite theory. The common term we are given to refer to these bastards, I use the term both inaccurately and advisedly, is the elite. If that isn't social engineering, I don't know what is. This all stems from elite theory, a branch of political science that sprang up in the late 19th and early 20th century. Elite theory tries to explain why society is divided between the broad mass of the people and a ruling minority who always hold power. Elite theory supposedly provides a scientific rationale to explain why, no matter where or when we look, a tiny clique controls nearly all the resources and possesses overwhelming financial, economic, and political authority, which they then use to rule. Sometimes acknowledged and understood by the public and sometimes not. Broadly speaking, elite theory has rehashed ideas that are thousands of years old, without discovering anything new at all. Although it often reinforces many of the canards we are expected to swallow. It reveals that all the forms of government are essentially oligarchies. A current internet search on the term oligarchy will repeatedly try to convince you that oligarchy relates specifically to Russia. This is complete rubbish. An oligarch is someone who has amassed immense wealth and converted it into political authority. That is what an oligarch has always been, ever since humanity started calling them oligarchs. Russia is an oligarchy, but, as revealed by almost all elite theory and the thousands of years of political philosophy, science, and history it reiterates, so is every other nation-state. In elite theory, the word elite is a polysemic term that can mean aristocracy in the classical sense. It comes from the French aristocracy, meaning government by those who are the best citizens. This is derived from the Greek aristokratia, meaning government or rule of, by the best. In order to avoid eulogizing oligarchs too much, elite is used by others to denote a ruling class, absent the aristocratia inference. The etymology of the word elite is formed from the French élite, meaning pick out, choose, derived from the Latin eligia, meaning choose. Gaetano Mosca. Elite theory alternately perceives the elite as the best among us who lead by merit, or as the ruling or political class we sometimes choose. The political class interpretation stems from the work of Gaetano Mosca, 1858 to 1941, who noted that oligarchs often gained power using coercion and violence but were particularly well organized and thus, with control of nearly all resources, ruled. Ian Davis Substack is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support his work, consider becoming a free or paid subscriber. The link is in the description below this video.